I come out at 5:08. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's new research into how the search for meaning can lead to quote-unquote purpose anxiety.
Well, yeah. What would they think?
Yeah, right. What was that one dude, that show? He just walked the earth. That was the whole thing.
Just searching for meaning?
Yeah, it was like a famous TV show. Then the actor died having self-time and choked to death.
Oh, Carradine, Kung Fu, yeah.
Thought you meant like a real dude.
That's wild, man.
That's how it ends.
That's it.
Yep.
Okay. Damn.
He never found the meaning, Mike.
He did in a plastic bag.
That's right. He found some.
Right. Women's clothes, suffocated to death in a closet. Hey,
you search for meaning in your everyday life. It's not something that you hunt down. You know, take your time.
It'll get there.
That's the meaning of life. Take your time, be a good person.
Yeah.
There you go.
And find small victories in your meanings. Maybe it's only a week away from meaningful college football. I don't know what it is for you.
Exactly.
But for other people, there's exciting stuff on the horizon.
Right. The light isn't as bright as we think it is. Still a dim light, but hey, it's better than the dark.
Right.
Enjoy the light.
I can see the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, that's right. Just over there. Let's head that way. Apparently, cats develop dementia in a similar way to humans. That's fun.
I think they want you to believe that.
Right. How would you know?
Right? They're so aloof anyway.
Well, maybe that's why old cats are a little ornery. It's like when you go to pet them, they don't remember who you are.
Yeah, something like that. Like, it's not that they, it's not that they're indifferent to you. They don't know who you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, how do you know? I feel like with your dog, you can get a better sense. But with your cat, like, well, you're never awesome.
Yeah, my one boy Linus, I know that as the years go, he's just going to get worse. Because he's already irritable. Like, we got to pill him every day, and he whines about it. Like, he'll let me do it, but I know there's going to come a day where he doesn't want to let me do it anymore.
And he'll let you know.
That's right. He's already yelling at me every time I do it. He doesn't do anything beyond yell at me, but he's yelling at me.
Yeah, my brother's last dog, Rocky, was kind of a mix of a few things, or a couple, but he was kind of a bigger dog.
Yeah.
And when he got old, like, his hips were going and stuff, so we were going on a trip, and Chris had to take him to the place they're going to leave him, and he's trying to get him in the car, and I, like, walked over to help him, and he's like, get away. Ooh. And I'm like, why? And he's like, his hip is so bad. Like, if you try to lift, he's going to bite you.
Yeah.
I was
react. Yeah. There's a new fleeting TikTok beauty trend. Looking tired.
Oh, that's easy. Don't sleep much.
Yeah. Right. Just live your life.
Yeah. That's one of those ones where, like, it kind of got out of fashion. Remember for a while there, like, girls in their early 20s, like, their hair was, like, gray.
Yeah. They're doing, like, the silver gray. But I'm
it's like just
wait.
That's coming either way.
Yeah. Right. Can we just age naturally anymore?
Nope.
It's like people with hair that shave it bald. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
You got a choice, man.
Because it's in right now. Like, no, just do your thing.
And don't tell me it's in right now. I got no choice.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
My condition is not your fad, sir.
Right. Yeah. My culture is not your costume.
That's right. It's appropriation.
Well said, Ted.
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Put your thinking caps on. It is a C word. Careful. That refers to an advanced branch of mathematics dealing with rates of change and finding lengths and areas and volumes.
Calculus.
That's what I would.
That's where I'm going.
Y'all nailed it. It's calculus today. Good job.
I wasn't really sure what it was, but that's the only
seemed like
math
a trick
I can think of with the C word, like calculus.
You know why I do that? Because I never took it.
About to say, did anybody in this room take calculus?
No.
My brother took it as an elective.
I think I had pre-calculus. Ted, I know that you're a whiz, buddy.
I took algebra 2 my senior year, bro. Leave me out of this.
I think I took 1 year of pre-calculus. I was like, that's enough for me. Yeah, and I liked math, and that's where I was done.
Again, my brother, when he's explaining what electives are in high school, I'm 5 years younger. I'm like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, man, there's a certain number of classes that you can choose to take.
Yeah.
And he had the GPA where he got to take 3 in his freshman year. But some of the ones you rattled off, crap, you know, like shop or clay making. And to me, it's all about getting an easy grade. I'm like, what are you taking? One was calculus, one was trigonometry, and I cannot remember the other one. And I was just like, we're done. Ow. I mean, we have nothing in common.
If you're like me and you're not positive what it is, think Goodwill Hunting, like the board.
Yeah. But still, that didn't help.
I'm just saying, that's a smart dude with a board. Yeah.
Matt Damon can do it.
Matt Damon.
1 in 5 students admit to using AI to cheat. Duh. Only 20%?
They admit. Right. Admit to it. Right. Yeah.
Right.
In any way you can.
It's an easy tool.
Right.
And it's right there.
And at the end of the day, if you can use it in a real world application, guess what you get to do now? Use it in the real world.
I'll let your teacher probably figure out 20% of the 20%.
Yes. Yeah, you know who the kid... You're not that smart.
You've been stupid all year.
Right.
You're dumb as hell. You don't know the answer to anything, but every time that there's an essay you need to write, like, this thing is spot on.
Right. All of a sudden, man. All of a sudden, you can write a 5-page essay on Shakespeare.
Your teachers know if you're an idiot. They also know if you're just lazy. So the lazy kid might write a great essay. Stupid kid's still stupid.
Right.
Hey, look, I did it with a buddy a few years ago. We were watching a playoff game, and he knows sports, but he's not the biggest football guy. And his knowledge was spot on. And he wasn't talking about Aaron Donald. He was talking about the other tackle. And finally, I said, did you research this last night? And he's like, yes. I was like, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going way too, like.
Good on you, bud.
I'm 67% pass protection.
Yeah, he's talking scheme. Run. Like, I've never heard you bring up scheme.
He came prepared for you, Ted.
He was super prepared.
That's right.
And credit to him.
I'm going to show off for Ted. There's a new study that references Aristotle when telling people to separate their leisure from the achievement culture that we constantly battle if you want to truly grow and heal as a person.
Wait, do what now?
Basically, it talks
about... A lot of heady stuff.
I know, my bad. It talks about the achievement culture that we live in, where basically everything that we do, we have to show everybody what we've accomplished.
And sure.
They say that, you know, people, they'll go into their leisure time with the idea of they need to brag to their friends about it in order to feel accomplished. You know, here we are in Hawaii. You're not actually enjoying your vacation. You're doing what you can to make it look like you're enjoying a vacation in Hawaii, even though you're not having fun at all.
If for one second you think you need to impress your friends when you're on vacation, you are vacationing wrong.
Yes.
I mean, sir, like, I might think Ted would love this, and I might text you about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing some big... I don't care.
Exactly.
I'm on vacation, man.
Nobody's living your life but you, so quit trying to show everybody how great you're doing. Because the best people do is, cool.
I'll post it if I go to a restaurant I like. Sure. But generally, when I'm on vacation, like, I will text Mike just pictures of food.
Right.
And he will text me back some.
It's very selective.
Yeah.
This is something that this person will care about. My wife will think about that on vacation, which actually sounds bad saying it out loud. Like, ooh, I'm going to text Ted this, right? But it's just something you're like, yeah, that is very Ted. Yes.
Yeah. You get an orange crush at the starboard. I need a photo.
Wait for it.
Golly. Thieves in California stole $30,000 worth of merchandise, but you'll never believe what they stole, Miles.
What'd they steal?
Tell you about it at 550.
Thanks, sir. Headlines are coming up at 550. In the meantime, if we manage to drink in time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, the thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast the Washington State Department of Corrections. Now, 3 months ago, you might remember this, an agent was attempting to take a fugitive back to Kentucky to face charges, but the fugitive fled on the light rail at the SeaTac airport stop and then disappeared for a month before U.S. Marshals found his ass. Well, at the time, we thought, who can successfully escape police custody borrowing from the light rail at SeaTac airport, considering all of the cameras, all of the security? Well, today we got our answer. Enter 20-year-old John Nino. He was in Department of Corrections custody last night at the SeaTac parking garage. What did he do? He took off running across a pedestrian bridge on the east side of the light rail station, jumped over some railroad tracks, headed toward International Boulevard, and disappeared somewhere. Because it happened again. Now, in an effort to help our buddies, John is described as 6'2". How much do you think he weighs, Ted? He's 6'2". 154 pounds.
Whoa, he's a skinny guy.
And was last seen in a red
coat. It's like a zipper.
And gray sweatpants. Yeah, I don't know what's going on in SeaTac, but apparently if you're a fugitive and you need to be taken
you
out of
leave.
State, yeah, just run, man.
Just make a run for it.
Has anybody checked like 13 coins down there or something?
No.
They just grab it a bite teeth.
Probably your barbecue spot.
If I scratch my testicles in the airport, there's 500 Jesus people that know it. Just all the cameras, all the security, all this stuff. I don't know what's going on, man. But it happened again.
Taking me to SeaTac. Woo woo.
Thank
I'm
God.
A free man.
Yeah, I get transferred there, man.
I know. Everyone's going.
That's amazing.
It really is. Come on, guys. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitch hola.